At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:14 now, quickly to Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks so much for having me on.
Heard you with Newell the other day, and that to me was a 4,000-level conversation. That was from a political leader, Newell Norman. No, seriously, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying it was. And that was like pro to pro. That was above my head, and I think above the head of a lot of people that were listening. I don't mean it negatively. I don't, because I think that's an important part of the conversation. But I also think it's important to understand what your report means, and you can talk about that. And how basic government financing works, because Noel knows because he was in government, in Jefferson Parish government. But I don't think a lot of people know what best practices are, the way things should work, and what's going on in the city, if you get where I'm coming from.
Sure, absolutely.
Have at it.
Okay, so BGR did this report about the city's finances because we wanted to signal to people that the story of the city's finances has really changed. And what I think a lot of people understood over the last few years is that the city had a lot of cash. And that's because early in the pandemic, the federal government gave us, it was $388 million in federal pandemic relief funds. And that was money just because everyone understood the economic disruption that was occurring with the pandemic and that cities might have a lot of different needs if their tax revenues were interrupted
And to be fair, Becky, if I might jump in, the Biden administration threw this, was it the Biden administration or Trump administration, just threw this money out there. There was no evaluation of what are the needs. This is like an emergency situation. Let's just flood it with cash and let's hope that it's used properly. Accurate or not?
Yeah, it was pretty, they understood that, like, you couldn't anticipate and say the money's for this purpose or that purpose. I mean, it was generally for liquidity, you know, and whatever ways, there was a great deal of flexibility about how cities could use it. So this was really a godsend for New Orleans, that in the years after Hurricane Katrina and before the pandemic, the city had very little money in what's known as emergency reserve, meaning the money that you would have if, like, just if something unexpected happened, if a disaster struck, most of the money that we would get after from the federal government after a disaster, most of those are like reimbursable grants, which means that you've got to fund, cities need to fund, you know, the money for like cutting down trees and road repairs and things like that upfront themselves, and then the federal government pays them back. So it's really important to have this money in emergency reserve. So this federal pandemic relief money was a game changer for the city. And we've got this big chart in this report that shows from 2010 on up to 2021, when this money started arriving, that that the city had almost no money in emergency reserve. And government finance professionals, like the folks that, you know, would advise governments on how to, you know, how to manage their money, they would say that the best practices are that you have between 2 and 4 months of money, of operating money in emergency reserve. And the city was historically well below that amount. And it's up to the city to figure out exactly how much money they need in reserve. But it's pretty safe to say that it should be above the minimum of 2 months of expenses or 17% of your money, because we're a disaster-prone city. We know that hurricanes hit and things happen, and so you probably want to have more than that minimum. Well, for the last few years, the city has been in this wonderful position that we have had lots of money in emergency reserve, and so for the first time in memory, we've actually been in this zone where financial professionals would recommend that we be. But the city's been spending money out of this reserve. There haven't been specific rules saying, oh, you can only spend it on these things. And there have been some kind of recurring expenses that we've started to use this one-time money for. And so it has dipped down. And if you look at the projections, like for the 2025 budget, these, for the first time since the pandemic, the amount of money we have in emergency reserve could fall below what's recommended. And so we are recommending a bunch of things. I mean, that the city kind of formalize how it decides to have money in reserve, like how much, have a policy that says, you know, we're going to shoot for having this amount, and these are the rules that you can only tap it under these circumstances, things like that. Because what our report points out is that we are at an inflection point, that the amount of money that we have in reserve is about to fall below the recommended levels, and we would be right back to where we were before the pandemic and after Katrina. And this has been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the city. And the other piece of this, Tommy, is that meanwhile, there are new spending demands on the city that's going to make this even trickier. And so the city really needs to think carefully about what it spends money on. That right now, the population at the jail has been increasing, and meanwhile, there's this medical wing that's under construction, medical and mental health wing, that it's going to cost new money to operate it. And the city also needs to give the sewerage and water board additional money. It's estimated at $11 million for the sewerage and water board to operate, to clean the catch basins, to keep them clean and run the minor drainage system. And then there's the new requirement that voters passed last fall to dedicate about $17 million a year in new spending on housing affordability issues. And then there's also the things that we've never paid for properly, such as maintaining streets. And right now we've got the massive post-Katrina road rebuild, $2.3 billion from the federal government, that we're rebuilding the roads. Well, at some point the city's going to need to take over maintaining those, or again, we're going to be right back to where we were pre-Katrina with roads starting to get potholes and things like that. And then the sort of breaking news in this is also all the changes that have come with the new administration in Washington, that there's a lot of talk about changing the way FEMA operates. And, you know, there was a headline on the Picayune earlier this week that the state is concerned that it may lose, $83 million in grants to the health department. Our city's health department also gets a lot of money from the federal government. And so by long way of saying, we've got mounting unbudgeted expenses, and we've got our and the risk that the federal government, you know, that the money may work differently in a disaster. And at the same time as our reserves are falling. And so we have a bunch of recommendations for how the city can start to protect those reserves as step one. And then, you know, the city, this is kind of beyond the scope of this report, but it'll mean that the city needs to really think carefully about what it's choosing to fund in the future, because it's going to have a lot of competing priorities.
Becky, I got to get a break in, and when we come back, I want you to talk about what you would like ideally, or what ideally the city, according to best practices, should do moving forward. 723 Traffic Now, WWL. 728, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Becky Mulberry, president and CEO of BGR, talking about the city getting this. In essence, Becky, what I'm hearing you say is that in a way, Katrina and COVID was the best thing that ever happened to the city, which in my career is probably the best thing ever happened to me, too, and I feel guilty.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll tell you about that sometimes. But what would you like to see the city doing, do going forward?
Sure. So we would like the city administration to create a comprehensive policy for how to use and preserve the city's emergency reserve money. And we want the city council to adopt that in the form of an ordinance so that it's binding, so that there are rules essentially for how, you know, under what circumstances you can draw on these, because otherwise the money's going to end up getting spent for, you know, unfunded things, like unbudgeted things that come up that the city needs, and it's going to go away. We also would like the administration to develop a five-year financial plan that it would review each year with the city council during the budget hearing process, and that should start this year.
Becky,
and the reason for doing that is that it would help people, it would help the city to plan for, like, okay, the new wing of the jail is going to go online at this point, and that's when we're going to have to start paying for these things. So you would anticipate recurring expenses coming up. And then we have a bunch of recommendations kind of related to transparency and reporting out as part of the budget process on where these emergency reserve levels are, and so that it becomes a regular consideration in the discussion. And what I wanted to mention, Tommy, the reason why ultimately all of this matters to you and me is because if there is an emergency, you know, we want the city to have the cash to be able to keep up those city services and, you know, not have to either cut back on services or come up with some new tax or fee to pay for things. Like, that's why you set aside money to cover things that could come up.
Thank you, Becky. Appreciate your time. A little bit late for news now, WWL. All right, here we go. Friday morning, 7:45, quarter till 8. That's the time of week we talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, with a little something we call Managing Your Money with Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. I don't know what the hell's going on. I really don't. A lot of people don't. I don't know what's going on with Japanese bonds and tariffs and stock market. Help us navigate this madness, if you will, please.
You know, this is it just gets so complicated so quickly. And I was listening to a piece during the week while all this was going on, all the selling off and the tariffs installing and everything. And it's in case people didn't hear something like this, it's like, well, when you talk about, let's say, a device, our cell phones or something, when you have the components that are manufactured, not all in the same place, and it might be outside of the U.S., you know, South Korea does something, Taiwan does something. And those items are coming to the U.S. eventually. So you got the components. They might meet up in a third location to be assembled, very possibly, that comes to the United States to be sold to you and me. Well, all those are tariffs at different rates and at different times. And how is that all, you know, divided down as the goods are coming into the U.S.? And I think that's what a lot of the analysts are saying, that's why it's so complicated, and it could be a mess very quickly. And that's why there's people that are talking so aggressively against what's happening, because it's coming out in rapid succession, and it's being levied across, you know, so many countries and maybe at different rates. So that's, for all that I've ever known about a tariff, I'm not holding myself out as a tariff expert, but it's like doing 1,000 push-ups trying to keep up with it. So as far as when all this was released on April 2nd, the market pummeled 401k accounts. We all know that. And an article was entitled that, and it said panic selling ensued. And Tommy, we've been through downturns, we've been through COVID, the market crash of 1990, crash of 87. And it was never a great idea, you know, to sell inside of that panic. But people pulled vast amounts of money from 401k accounts. And I think that, you know, that whole idea is it kind of shatters the idea of a 401k, where retirement investing, if you're saving for another purpose or doing some investing for another purpose, well, maybe that has to, you just have to know what you own. But as far as 401k, you know, retirement investing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And if people were adding to their accounts over time, the concept called dollar cost averaging, that's exactly what applies well to a 401k. You take money out of your paycheck, and it's applied into funds that you've chosen or somebody has helped you choose. And that's at dollar cost averaging. So over time, over long periods of time, not a couple of weeks, not 15 minutes, you're going to be buying at different rates. And just the mechanism of a 401k forces you to do that. I'm not saying forces in a bad way, but it's like, well, when you get paid, you know, it's kind of like automatic. You're not really thinking about where's my $100 going and at what price is it buying in? And I've got to, you know, peel back all the layers of this. First of all, the mechanism is such that you can't alter that time frame. So if you get paid every other week, well, every other week money goes into your 401k. And I just looked at, you know, the S&P 500 to give it some perspective. So year to date, no surprise that we have so far a loss. It's about 10.8%. And over 1 year, you're up 1.37%. And over 5 years in the S&P 500, you're up a paltry 91%. I'm saying that sarcastically. So it's, you know, even with the downturn, you're still up, you know. So prior to the downturn, it was up over 100%. You doubled your money in 5 years. So when people are selling into this, one analyst said a fantastic way to lose money is sell inside of a downturn. And then it begs, once people do that, then it's that much harder to say, well, where's the bottom? Nobody knows. And when am I going to get back in, or I'm just going to sit on cash? And if we're already, you know, within striking distance of a retirement age, maybe we needed to start paring back some time ago, and not paring back inside of a crash when some of the gains that you've accumulated have been taken back temporarily. And Tommy, I say temporarily. We've, you know, S&P, Dow, we had all time highs, all time within the whole time period of investing in the age of the United States. It was just last October, and you know, everyone was saying back then that, well, the market is kind of frothy right now, so maybe it needed to reset a little bit, maybe it needed to pull back a little bit. A lot of the gains in 401ks, thus the S&P or the Dow, came from those magnificent seven stocks, and those were the ones that, you know, we would see markets going up, but it was large, you know, 70% of that increase was just from a couple of companies.
Let me take a quick break, Mark. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Somebody texted in and said, I don't understand how, if you're not supposed to manipulate your 401k day to day, then why do people say that we're back on a good day with the market and a bad day on a market that all is gone? We'll examine that. We come back. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, managing your money with Mark. 751 Traffic Now, WWL. 757, quickly back to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, somebody texted in. I think it's a fair point that you're not supposed to trade your 401k based on one day, right? It's a long-term proposition. So they were wondering about marathon, right? People saying that, okay, the economy's back because it's a good day on Wall Street, or conversely, that the economy's garbage because it's a bad day, any one day on Wall Street. And that's not accurate, is it?
No, and I think people so generalize that the economy is good because the stock market is up. Well, that comes from the idea that if the S&P 500 is a primary economic leading indicator, so what's happening in the market today is allegedly a window into what the economy is going to look like 6 to 12 months out. So if the market is, quote, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see it, if the market is doing well, that means the underlying companies are doing well. That's why their stock is up. And if they're doing well, they're expanding, they're hiring people, and things must be good because the companies are doing well in the market as it exists. But that's a look forward. So that's why people are saying that. But it's a more complicated answer within that comment, I feel. And if the market is doing bad, but not just one day sell-offs, you know, so we can't control the market, but we can control how we react to it. So if there's a couple of percent sell-offs within a day, and then everybody loses their mind and presses the panic button, and selling begets other selling. So when things are falling, you got, you know, though the advent of many years ago, program trading and institutional trading and things like that, those trying to protect as much capital as possible, they might, you know, start selling as well just because the market is going down. So if you want to join the chorus of selling, I guess that's what you'll do. But people tend to sell when the market is coming down, and then they only rebuy when clearly it has rebounded. So in essence, they've bought high and sold low.
And that's not what you're supposed to do.
Let's do the opposite of
some
that.
Some would say bass ackwards. Yeah, some would say bass ackwards, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
So maybe we need a segment on 401ks going forward, explain a little bit more about those. But that's a subject for another day.
Whenever you want, sir. You'll be back Monday.
Yes, sir.
Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We come back, we'll talk to Archie Chesson, our friend, President LaFouche Parrish, about the Trump administration canceling a program that could have resulted in over $720 million coming to Louisiana. Is it a big deal or not? Who better to tell us than Archie Chesson, President LaFouche Parrish, and he will when we return on WWL.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.